Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Janet Christie's here, too. Janet's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 9 years. Since she's been joining us, she's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development, LLC. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, as well as Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. She's one of our top small business consultants, and she's our good friend. Janet Christie, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back, as always. Janet, I was talking, before you got here, I was talking to the audience about something, and I was talking about loving and hating our businesses, and then I caught myself. I hadn't really thought about it like this, and I had to realize that I love my small business, and I've said many times before that, you know, your business is like a teenager. You always love them, but you don't always like them, right? But I realized that I've really always only loved my small business, even when things were hateful, when things were ugly, when things were maybe disastrous, if I didn't know I was going to be in business the next hour, let alone tomorrow. I never really didn't like my business. I just didn't like what was going on in the business. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, because it's similar to, well, you mentioned a teenager. It could also be a husband, a parent, a coworker.
But not a wife, right?
Anything like that. No, I didn't say spouse.
Right.
But there's always something you don't like about somebody or something, but that doesn't mean you don't like or love them. So,
but I'm even differentiating. I'm even differentiating more now by saying that what I didn't like wasn't even my business. It was. I do remember saying to myself 20 something years ago, when I was, you know, struggling a lot. And I've struggled since then too, folks. But I mean, especially in the early days, Janet. I do remember saying to myself, "It's not my business's fault that its owner started this business undercapitalized." You know what I mean? I remember saying that to myself.
So there were days you didn't like the owner? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I was. No, no, that was the point. I was taking it to myself, because I could. In other words, I didn't say I don't want to be a business owner because I hate my business. I was saying it's not my business's fault that its owner was undercapitalized.
My husband took Candy Crush off of his phone because he keeps saying, "I hate this game."
I don't even know what that means, what that is. I don't know about Candy Crush.
That's a social media game,
okay,
on Facebook and stuff. And it defeats you a lot more than you defeat it. So,
yeah.
I guess with any game. So, not the game that he hates. He doesn't like the fact that he doesn't win.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I was just thinking about that thought. Perhaps you could relate. I'm sure your business has been rosy since day one, every day, right?
Oh yes, and I haven't had to alter it, alter my course.
Or wonder where your money, the next money was going to come from, or anything like that, right?
I wonder why my customers didn't understand how important my services were.
Right, right, to renew forever and ever. No, exactly. So as we plow through and wrap up an old a year past and got a shiny new penny of a year coming up here, you've always helped us get started on the right track, and you've got some suggestions that you'd like to recommend that we focus on to kind of get us headed off on the right foot so that we can like our businesses more this year.
Yes, and one of the things that I noticed this year, because I did for a State Department of Transportation, I was part of a project that assessed a whole lot of small businesses. Most all of them were considered disadvantaged by the requirements that you go through for a Department of Transportation. But something started to crystallize that I think I've been seeing a trend for 3 or 4 years now, maybe since the economic downturn. But people are starting to abdicate their business. I shouldn't say starting. They've been doing it for a while, and it seems to be getting worse. So they're abdicating control, management, sales, everything. They're abdicating it to somebody else.
To who else?
Well, almost anybody else that will take it.
Give us an example.
Well, the things I've seen is and we've talked before about selling to government and being certified. So people, once they get certified, they want to abdicate to the or give over the responsibility for making revenue, for making sales, to that entity that certified them.
Oh, well, that's just being, that won't work.
No, and I think it used to be more of a sense of entitlement. Now it's just like, I'd rather somebody else take control of it. You know, you take.
Well, then you don't. Then that person doesn't really want to be a business owner. They just are choosing another way to make a living. They not really don't really want to be a business owner.
Well, and that could very well be true. And I think some of
the. See, I've seen this when the quotas first came out. When the set asides first came out, there were a lot of businesses that got into business to capture those, and they did a lot of business until the set asides ran out, and when the set asides were gone, they didn't have any other business. They hadn't gone out and gotten any other business, and so they went out of business.
And they didn't even build a relationship with the people who gave them business.
Right. Right, that's right.
According
so what's the lesson here?
To take control yourself. And the first resolution that I put in this year's list, and this year's list is kind of different, it's a little bit more preachy, but the first one is don't fall for the fluff. And I think because we so many small business owners would like for somebody else to be in control or for them to be able to blame them if they don't succeed, we fall for a lot of fluff.
There's a lot to be said against being a control freak, but in the early days, if you're a small business owner, especially until you can hire managers to help you with things, you need to be a control freak, don't you?
Yes, you do.
That's just all there is to it, folks. In those days, there's nothing bad about being a control freak, but ultimately, you'll need to delegate, you'll need to bring more people on. But in the early days, if you can't wait to get in there and start running, managing your business, then you need to clock in somewhere else. 20 after, right back with our good friend Janet Christie.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.